AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison. Always streaming on the Devil Radio app.
Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. If you need someone to help with your carpet cleaning, business or residence, give us a call. We have the best system available and an amazing team of friendly technicians. Call us at 848-9000 or schedule online at ZeroResMadison.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
10 years ago, we opened with a single location. We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display of artistically created glass pipes and products. Today, you've helped us grow to 3 successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostovsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostovsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostovsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
For for Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. An 11-year-old boy is dead, accidentally shot in the chest when another hunter was trying to unload his gun. Authorities responded to the call yesterday morning near Berlin. He was flown to the hospital where he died. The shooter and the victim were members of the same hunting party. A winner is declared in the sheriff's race in La Crosse County, where the county clerk says Democrat John Siegel won by 175 votes. His opponent asked for a limited recount, and only one new vote was found. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will play in a bowl game for the 21st straight season after beating Nebraska Saturday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota to close out the regular season this week. Tonight, the Bucks host Portland. You're listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matmere with your headlines. The head of the Wisconsin DNR, Preston Cole, is retiring after 4 years in the role. He was appointed by Governor Tony Evers after serving 11 years on the Natural Resources Board, with two of those years as the chair. During his time as head of the Wisconsin DNR, Cole focused on efforts to bring back science to the agency, ensuring Wisconsinites have cleaner, safer water, tackling climate change head-on, and continuing to support the state park system and outdoor recreational economies. Governor Evers praising Cole's leadership with the DNR and wishing him well in retirement. A spokesperson for the governor telling AP News a replacement will be named as soon as possible. The Packers are off until Sunday night when they take on the Eagles on the road, kickoff at 7:20. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
For the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies. Tonight, lows level off around 26. High temperatures reach up to 49. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Temps a bit above average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
This is the radio station you were looking for, Devil Radio 92.7. It surrounds us, it penetrates us, it binds the world together.
Help me, Devil Radio. You're my only hope.
All right, quarter past seven. This is Up North News Radio on a Tuesday morning, where normally I would talk to producer Aaron Zomers at some point in our Madison studio. I couldn't for a little while. We had, some gremlins get in the way, but he appears to be back now, and his hair does not look like he stuck a fork in a socket. So I think he's all the better for the experience. Are you still with us, Aaron?
Well, that's just because my hair is pulled back in a ponytail. but no, I shoot the gremlins away for now. Okay. Well, it should be for good. We just have to buy something, and then we'll be all set.
Wouldn't it be funny if it just comes down to, like, you know, an extension cord or something? Again, this is the radio station that Kirk Bangstad knocked off the air by accidentally kicking a button. So we know how fragile these things can be.
At least the button is no longer within range of being kicked at that in particular. So we fixed that.
let's hope so. Now, I mentioned yesterday the World Cup is underway, and that while I'm not going to pretend to be the world's biggest soccer fan, it is a big deal, and we are going to follow along with it. And even a soccer doofus like me understands the significance that Lionel Messi and Argentina were upset this morning, our time, by Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia scored one of the biggest World Cup upsets ever by beating Argentina 2-1. Argentina had gotten off to a good start. It was a penalty kick by Messi in the 10th minute. But then in the second half, Saudi Arabia scored two goals in a five-minute span to take that 2-1 lead. The loss by Argentina rivals some other World Cup upsets like Senegal's 1-0 win over France. And then there was the U.S. beating England 1-0 back in 1950. Argentina had an unbeaten streak of 36 matches. And this will be Messi's fifth and likely last World Cup, a trophy he has yet to hold in his storied career. This is something, Aaron, where I believe you guys might have it on in the background from time to time, or are you like wagering money on these games or something?
Oh, we're not wagering money on it or anything. Definitely watching them. I caught part of the U.S. game yesterday, but I think I mentioned that already.
You and I both were a little underwhelmed. I was much more intrigued or interested in the way the national anthems were handled by the United States and Wales. You had the United States players who were doing, and the fans who were doing, what you have long since come to expect U.S. fans to do. Either mumble or mouth the words, not really sing them. Nothing really too boisterous out there. And then it came time for Wales, which, while part of the United Kingdom, you know, is a country with its own national anthem, its own team. And my goodness, I mean, the players were shouting the lyrics. All the red-clad Wales fans were shouting the lyrics. By the end of it, I wanted to know the words and wanted to sing along. There was a lot of national pride put on display there, and a lot of folks from Wales had a great time afterward, after, you know, bringing the Americans to a draw, 1-1. The Americans had scored first, but then Wales was awarded a penalty kick and scored on that, and you know, that's how it ended. Again, many games to go, even in this first round, but you know, in a World Cup like this, teams like Argentina and the U.S., you know, these are kind of gimmies for them, and to not get those gimmies puts a little bit more pressure on future games. Aaron, that's the end of my knowledge about the World Cup.
I mean, I don't really have anything more to give at this point. However, I will say that the disparity in perceived, what's the word? Why can't I think of it? Patriotism of the U.S. fans, I guess, makes some sense, especially given the history of our national anthem and how some people would prefer pretty strongly to change it.
You know, that is an interesting topic that comes up every few years or so. I recall when Lee Greenwood first came out with God Bless the USA, there was a serious move to replace the Star Spangled Banner with that song as a national anthem. And I'm sure other people have brought up particular options as well. The Star Spangled Banner, not the easiest song to sing.
Yeah, definitely not.
Lyrics that aren't really, you know, in touch with the times. We were at war with Great Britain at the time. They're now one of our best allies. So yeah, I'm not going to fault people for, you know, having difficulty singing it, but I'm definitely going to admire anybody who can belt out their national anthem so unabashedly patriotic as the folks from Wales did. Now, the World Cup is caught up in a different kind of discussion away from the pitch, as they call it. And it has all to do with the fact that it is being played in Qatar, which is this tiny nation rich with oil. It's got a U.S. military base on there, and it has a human rights record that is downright atrocious. We talked yesterday about how the bidding, excuse me, for this particular World Cup, how the bidding was corrupt, where there was bribery involved. Most definitely. There's a FIFA corruption case, or multiple cases, that have been in the news since 2014. And there still hasn't been adequate justice for, you know, the corruption and the bribery and the, you know, the rigging behind the scenes at that. But bringing it back to the host, because of its record, because of its culture, if you will, there are big pushes to not have outward signs that embrace inclusion and diversity. And that even includes World Cup players from around the world. And as a result, America's Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, criticized a decision by FIFA to threaten players at the World Cup with yellow cards if they were to wear armbands in support of inclusion and diversity. Blinken said that it's always concerning when we see any restrictions on freedom of expression. He said no one should be forced to choose between supporting those values and playing for their team. Just hours before the first players with armbands in support of the One Love campaign were to take the field, soccer's governing body warned that they would immediately be shown yellow cards, two of which lead to a player being kicked out of that game and also the next. So on Monday, no players wore the One Love armbands, though seven European teams had said they had planned to wear them back before the tournament began. England's Harry Kane wore a FIFA-approved armband that said no discrimination rather than One Love, which was offered as a compromise in a match with Iran. FIFA has been trying to counter the Europeans' diversity campaign with its own armbands featuring some more generic slogans backed by some of the UN agencies. The Associated Press article here has more about Blinken's visit to Qatar and, you know, the oil-rich nation, the way it's been treating migrant laborers, the way it has criminalized gay and lesbian sex, and, you know, like I said, the 8,000 American troops that are there. It was a key base during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. And, of course, Qatar and others are concerned about Iran. Iran probably has enough uranium enriched up to 60%, which is a short step away from weapons-grade levels. And while Tehran insists the program is peaceful, there's reason to doubt that. And its program has expanded mightily since a guy named Donald Trump killed the nuclear deal between Iran and much of the world in 2015. Iran is currently dealing with its own months-long protests after the September 16th death in custody of a 22-year-old woman who had been arrested by the country's morality police. Demonstrators led to a crackdown that has killed at least 400 people in Iran. And, you know, Iranian players were seen not singing their national anthem at all at the beginning of the World Cup in their own form of protest against what is happening there. So, I mean, all in all, you have a troubled, fragile part of the world with oppressive regimes, with a corrupt sports body awarding a global tournament to play in new stadiums built in a desert where it gets to be 140 degrees in the summer. So they've moved the traditionally summer World Cup to late fall. Trying to put on, you know, though it's not working nearly to the extent that, you know, they're not fooling people, put it that way. While Fox Sports, again, you know, being part of the Fox network, is playing up all of the pageantry and the shiny colors and what have you, the BBC, Telemundo, other networks have done a much more appropriate job of setting the scene of you know, what is really going on in those countries, and that, you know, we're going to cover the matches, but we're not going to, you know, whitewash or paste over, you know, the shortcomings in these countries. So there's way more politics behind the scenes than people would like. Many people would just like to see the games played with the upsets, with you know, the draws, with the celebrations, and that would be great. And we'll try to keep that in mind going forward. But as they say, attention must be paid to the record of the host here. Saw a lot of comments online, people saying, well, it's not like the U.S. is innocent. It's not like the Europeans have a clean record. Yeah, we know. That's the whole point, is trying to be better and not just to say, well, you know, because we're not always perfect, we shouldn't expect others to be at least closer to our level rather than tolerating them being even less perfect. Yeah, there's going to be these discussions along with the games, but hopefully we can play the games as well, Aaron.
It's just like that old dumb saying, like, just because your friends jumped off a bridge doesn't mean you should too. Like, just because somebody else is being worse doesn't give you, like, it doesn't mean that there's an excuse to not try and do better yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And again, these are human rights standards that while we may not have, lived up to our own best values in the past, it's something we should always try to do, not just for ourselves, but, you know, for our neighbors and others around the world, to basically, you know, lift standards and, you know, not be oppressive. And for those who say, well, this is just wokeism run amok, apparently you have not listened to the show then, if that's what you're saying, because what's one of the foundational principles of this show? Woke is just shorthand for don't be a jerk. Don't be a prejudiced, discriminatory jerk. And I use a stronger word than jerk in real life, but you get where I'm going with this. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the state Supreme Court race and how much money is going to be poured into it and why you should know that going in. Our discussion with Sachin Chetta coming up next. This is Up North News Radio.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it, nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Madison, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on Devil Radio, WTTN 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on Devil Radio, WTTN Madison.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
All right, we will get set here on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race to tell you that on Monday, I spoke with Sachin Chetta, a senior advisor to Milwaukee Judge Janet Protasiewicz, a progressive candidate for state Supreme Court, about what we're going to endure for the next big election campaign here in the state. Protasiewicz is joined by Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell as likely candidates to counter right-wing former Justice Dan Kelly in the race to fill an upcoming vacancy being created by the retirement of conservative Justice Pat Rogensack. Is this the most important state Supreme Court race ever? Yes. Have we said it in the past? Yes. And it's still true anyway. Will you be tired of all the ads? Yes. But that makes this race no less important, as I discussed with Sachin. As much as people would love a little bit of a break after the election, break time's kind of over because there is going to be this very big state Supreme Court race. And for all the talk we made about the E-lines being involved in Ron Johnson's race, you and others want to make sure people know they're not taking a break. They're jumping right into the state Supreme Court race.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, you have Dickie Eline and Diane Hendricks, who together and along with a couple other friends spent upwards of $30 million on what were some of the most racist, vile ads against Mandela Barnes and lies about freedom told in favor of Ron Johnson. When you have such a close race, you have $30 million of spending. Obviously, it's clear that made the difference. Let me also just point out that, you know, that sounds like a lot of money, but Ron Johnson pushed through a tax cut that in 1 year alone saved them $200 million. So it was a 15% investment in terms of the money that they made in order to keep those riches flowing into their coffers on the backs of middle-class Wisconsinites like you and me. So those are the folks. They've now pledged to spend millions of dollars on behalf of Dan Kelly, who was defeated for the Supreme Court in 2020 by Jill Karofsky. And I was also senior advisor to that campaign and oversaw it. And I just want to say that, you know, this is it. This is all hands on deck. Our state government is at risk. If we don't win the Supreme Court race in April, then we're not going to be able to bring successful cases on the constitutionality of voter initiative, the right for women to control their own bodies, fair maps, all of those things that Wisconsinites care about by wide margins are on the ballot in April.
What did people learn in 2020 about then Justice Kelly in his race against Jill Karofsky? What did voters learn about this Scott Walker appointee that made them want to go in a different direction and that voters will probably be reminded about again between now and April?
Yeah, I mean, look, Dan Kelly lost by double digits in the spring of 2020 in that April general election. We held that election in the middle of a pandemic. If you recall, Milwaukee had to, you know, take 200 polling sites and distill it down to just 5 polling sites on election day. We were right in the heat of the first few weeks of the pandemic. Everything had been shut down. But people knew that Dan Kelly, I think they knew two things about him. One, he is an extremist Christian nationalist. He is someone who is to the far right of the Republican Party with extreme views, educated at Regent University, coming from the Federalist Society, definitely out of the mainstream. And the second thing is they found out that he was corrupt, that he was willing to kind of, you know, help the people who he'd worked for in private practice. There was a lot of double dealing in terms of, you know, people were bringing cases that were his friends and allies. And what it came down to is that he couldn't be trusted to uphold our constitutional freedoms, to uphold Wisconsin values.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at
from the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Get to an end with Dan Kelly and Rebecca Bradley with Annette Ziegler, with Pat Rogensack, what you've seen is a partisan Republican Supreme Court majority that bends things in the favor of Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu, that bends things in the favor of Scott Walker, and that really has torn apart the fairness and openness and lack of corruption that we used to have and we used to be known for as a state. So I think the first thing that you'd see on the state Supreme Court is parties being able to put evidence forward, the order to be restored, and really we'll be counting on the Constitution and the law. The second thing, Pat, I'd say, is that you'll stop seeing the process short-circuited for the benefit of right-wing extremist special interests. What they've done when they've lost in the lower courts is they just take it, rip those cases out of the lower courts, send them to their partisan majority on the state Supreme Court, and it's the worst judicial activism you've ever seen. And I think that the end of that would be the most profound thing that would give power back to the people, that would restore our constitutional order, would restore our constitutional freedoms, and make Wisconsin the kind of state where corruption is defeated instead of holding sway. That's what we're looking for on the state Supreme Court.
That was our conversation with Sachin Chetta, a senior advisor to Judge Janet Protasiewicz, one of the candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court, talking about the money, the big, big money that's about to come in from Dick and Liz Eline, from Diane Hendricks, from right-wing groups all over the place are going to pour into Wisconsin any time now for the primary election in February, the general election in April, all of it to help out Dan Kelly, who at the time that he was appointed to the state Supreme Court in 2016 was the Milwaukee chapter president of the right-wing Federalist Society. He was appointed by Scott Walker. He then ran for a full term on his own in 2020 and was defeated by Jill Karofsky. When Scott Walker appointed Kelly to the state Supreme Court in 2016, he said at the time that Kelly has the kind of intellectual impact that Justice Antonin Scalia had on the U.S. Supreme Court. And that comparison to Scalia is not unwarranted in ways that you can figure for yourself, given Scalia's record. And you'll notice the similarity as well in one particular case in 2020, when PolitiFact had to call out Dan Kelly for a false assertion, claiming that Jill Karofsky wants to, quote, disarm law-abiding citizens, when what she said was nothing of the sort. But, you know, again, leave it to Kelly and to other, you know, mass shooter apologists to try to claim that, you know, the government is coming for your guns and wants to take guns away. After a spate of school shootings, Karofsky said that it's, quote, up to the policymakers to decide what the law should be. And judges like me are here to apply and interpret the law, but I know action is needed. We can respect constitutional rights and at the same time take steps to make every family safer. It's way past time for lawmakers to step up to the plate. Nowhere in there does it say that law-abiding citizens are going to be disarmed. But that's the kind of tactic that we got from Dan Kelly and conservatives in 2020, and it's what we're probably going to see as well in this next race, where on his website, he is already talking about his experience protecting the smooth functioning of a free market, defending speech on campus, and representing religious organizations' rights to free speech. Again, for, I think, a particular point of view. In terms of the couple of progressive candidates that are out there so far, Judge Janet Protasiewicz is, and by the way, I'm one of the few people that can spell Protasiewicz. It's Protasiewicz. We fellow folks of Polish descent have to stick together. Oh, Aaron's running to his defense here.
I almost would have gotten that. I would have done Proto and then gotten the rest of it right.
you would see, when I spelled it wrong, it was because that S in the middle I changed into a C, but there's only one C in Protasiewicz right before the Z, you know, as one does.
Yeah,
definitely. I'm very lucky that my family names, you know, include things like Kreitlow and, you know, Pingle and Snaza and not you know, not the alphabet soup that so many other folks of my people come from. Anyway, on their website, it mentions that their website's called JanetForJustice.com that talks about her community involvement. And then there's also Judge Everett Mitchell from Dane County, and his website is JudgeEverettMitchell.com. Everett is E-V-E-R-E-T-T. And again, he has a page that talks about his experience in the community and what he's doing on the bench in Dane County, the things that he has done for the juvenile division in Dane County, including overseeing the high-risk drug court program. And so we'll see those two and Dan Kelly and perhaps others yet get involved in the race for a February primary, and then whatever the top two candidates are will then face off in the April general election for that open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This day in history and music coming up after this. This is Up North News Radio.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun today with highs around 44. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 25. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs around 49. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right, this day in music history, 1968, the Beatles released what became known as the White Album, which, of course, there includes Obladi Oblada, Back in the USSR, and Blackbird. The Beatles show up three different times on our musical calendar for November 22nd. It was on this day in 2010 that after just 1 week on the iTunes store, the Beatles had sold over 450,000 albums and over 2 million individual songs. And in a tragic coincidence, it was on November 22nd, 1963, that the Beatles released their second studio album with the Beatles, which included the song All My Loving. But of course, that was also the day that President Kennedy was murdered. And Billy Joel used to talk in concert, I guess, a great deal about seeing the Beatles for the first time on the Ed Sullivan Show. And the first time that he saw them was a February 1964 appearance. So, you know, about 3 months after the President of the United States had been shot dead. and the catharsis that he felt by watching the Beatles and knowing right then and there that he wanted to be a musician, and so many others did as well, in part because of that album that was released November 22nd, 1963. Let's see. We also have, if you've seen the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? You're familiar with the song Man of Constant Sorrow. You've probably never heard it. I had never heard the Bob Dylan version until I was putting this together. But Bob Dylan recorded Man of Constant Sorrow and six other songs for his debut album on November 22nd, 1961.
But there's one promise, darling. I'll see you on God's golden shore.
So there, a little bit different than what I'm used to from the movie soundtrack. On this day in 1975, Casey and the Sunshine Band hit number one on the U.S. singles chart with That's the Way I Like It, held the number one spot for 2 weeks. While that plays, we'll tell you that birthdays today include Monty Python's Terry Gilliam, who is 82 years old today. Billie Jean King is 79. Stevie Van Zandt is 72. Jamie Lee Curtis is 64. And actor Mark Ruffalo, born on this day in 1967, so 55 years old today. Let's see. Also here, we're now moving out of my territory, Aaron. Pearl Jam's third studio album was released on this day in 1994. What's the name of that album?
Vitalogy.
Vitalogy.
After gotcha. Their okay. second album, Versus.
Okay, gotcha. It says here that it was actually released on vinyl before the CD, making it the first vinyl record on U.S. album charts since the CD, you know, had come on the scene. And then once it was released on CD, it became the second fastest selling CD in history, only falling behind that previous album of Versus. So that's this day in history, and something that Aaron and I often enjoy bringing to you because, you know, we learn stuff too. There's a lot, you know, when I look at this day in history, I'm thankful that I've got somebody like you to help keep things a little bit more modern, because a lot of the websites out there, you know, there's a lot of Elvis Presley did this, Elvis Presley did that, the Beatles did this, the Beatles did that. Not that it's not historic, but, you know, for every one of those, we need to be reminded that music history is still being made to this day. We just, you know, we don't appreciate it. Well, maybe you and your young fellows do more than I do.
I mean, I don't know if I'd call Pearl Jam the most modern since 1994, but at least more modern than Elvis and the Beatles.
Yes, true. Okay.
By a little bit.
Although you were just telling me yourself, you know, young man that you are, you and your young friends would play Beatles tunes.
Yeah, back when I was in like 7th or 8th grade, I think both some of my friends and I would get together and play Beatles songs and like switch instruments. So we'd play All My Loving, which we heard earlier. That one, all the parts are fun and not that hard. So it'd be like my friend Jonathan's playing bass, my friend Noah is playing guitar, and I'm playing drums, and then just circle around. And that was a lot of fun.
Oh, nice. See, as somebody who was never musically inclined, that's always nice to hear and reminds me of what I missed out on. New at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, from Christina Laurie, you have the best moments in Wisconsin politics in 2022. I know what you're thinking. Were there any best moments in Wisconsin politics? And, you know, yes, there was. There was actually some working towards some bipartisanship. There was a handful of election results that gave people a little bit of hope or encouragement. There was even something we've talked about here on the show, a sign out of Dunn County that maybe there is a path forward toward bipartisan consensus on finally fixing our very broken health insurance system. And in fact, that is our question of the week. If you go to Up North News WI on Facebook and scroll down a bit, you will see our question of the day graphic. And it's not our words. It's actually the wording of the Dunn County referendum that says, should Congress and the president enact a national nonprofit health insurance program that covers medical costs for all Americans. And then I split the yes and no up just because I wanted to know what people think. You know, either no, you think the current system, you know, doesn't need changing, it's fine as is, or yes, as a public option, which we could have had back with the Affordable Care Act, but Joe Lieberman insisted it be taken out. So we would have a public option that that health plan would form. Or do you want to see it just completely nationalized and that that national health insurance plan would take the place of the corporate-driven health insurance industry and the, shall we say, many rejections for healthcare coverage that it has brought. So we would love to get your comments on that, and we'll pass those along maybe tomorrow and then again next Monday as we wrap up the previous week. And again, that's over at Up North News WI. Don't forget that on Facebook if you're going to be searching for us there. Let's see, tomorrow on the program, we are going to be talking to folks from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. That's a nonpartisan think tank that has put forward a couple of dozen studies now that examine state spending, the state budget in one way or another. We're going to talk about this record budget surplus and the what they call the golden opportunity that it provides for the legislature and the governor to, you know, that everybody gets something out of it that is beneficial to the state, and especially those local governments that have been so cash strapped because of limits by the legislature. Well, maybe now with a stronger economy and a surplus, maybe there's a path forward, and the Wisconsin Policy Forum will help us with that. All right. Well, again, if you want to follow me on social media, on Facebook, it's Pat Kreitlow Up North. And on Twitter, it's Pat Kreitlow. And I'm still putting together my Mastodon profile in case you go navigating over there. And of course, Up North News WI on social media sites otherwise. All right, go have fun, work hard, play hard, enjoy the day, and we'll see you again come Wednesday.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com.
You are listening to WTTN 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, always streaming on the Devil Radio app.